Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Mark Rosen here. There's nothing I like better than
the Beaver.
Tell me about your brass.
The Beezer.
I'm sober enough to know what I'm doing, and I'm drunk enough to really enjoy doing it.
Dan Marrero.
Dildos are not essential items.
Weekdays at 3 on The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper gay.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato gay.
Yes.
Boy. That is good news.
It is the 14th day of June, 2022. Going to be hotter than hell out there today, so maybe just wear the thong bikini. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. My name is Chris Hockey. Thanks for tuning in. We got bonuses coming in. We got Musman coming in. I believe Rozo's back today. And, of course, Corey Cove will be here to tell us about his wonderful weekend of playing poker in Las Vegas, the only place hotter than Minnesota today. Let's get this show started. Here's Bill Burr. A little comedy on a Tuesday on the Power Trip. Keep cool out there, everybody. I'm glad you're here.
Do you know what fake legs look like when I was a kid? Huh? First of all, there was only one color. It was like Band-Aid color, and everybody knew you had a fake leg, and you're walking down the street, and you're like, oh, you've got a fake leg. What do you think happened? Motorcycle accident. Fell down a flight of stairs. Got impatient with a wood chipper. Right? Everybody knew you had a fake leg. Now, if you have fake legs, you're not allowed to compete with people with real legs in the Olympics, because not having legs is now more of an advantage than having real legs. Doctors make better legs than God. All right, your calves and your feet flopping around are no match for a couple of sickles. These people just skiing down the street. You get them by some train tracks that go downhill, you're never going to see them again.
You'll be salivating when you see it. Maybe 69.
Tuesday, June 14th of 2022. The Power Trip Morning Show. Kids, pick a hobby that makes you happy once in a while. Just once in a while. It brings you some kind of joy.
I gotta tell you, your hobby brings us lots of
joy.
Yeah,
we love it. I've never updated a website more in my life.
Yeah, it's weird. I watch that more than any golf bet we ever make.
Yeah. So, I didn't hear the show yesterday except for about a 3-minute stretch because I was texted by somebody that heard you guys explaining to Marnie what I was doing, what happened, the numbers. And the text said, Zach just talked about poker for 3 minutes and got every single number wrong. He hasn't said anything right in the last 3 minutes. I'm like, all right, I'll go back and listen.
I mean, that's pretty accurate.
And then I listened, and that was correct. Everything you described to Marnie was wrong. The place that I got, the number of people in the tournament, the percentage of people that normally get paid, the percentage of people that got paid this time. Nothing you said was even close.
I was just
to right.
WSOP website.
I'm going to speak for my client, Chris Hockey, over there. We weren't listening.
No, yeah, I don't remember even talking
about
it.
No, we weren't listening.
To be honest with you,
And so at one point, Sauce, you had even said, why are the numbers changing? Because at one point, Zach's like, 2,000 people were in the tournament. And then a couple seconds later, it was 3,000. Both of those numbers
2947.
That's wrong.
I thought
that's
he was making
right.
it up.
It is not.
WSOP.com. It said
that is day 1A.
Oh.
There were 6,500 people in the tournament.
Well, no,
fix the website.
No, it's not fixing the website. My point is, you none of the numbers you said. You're like, yeah, about a third of the field normally gets paid. Not even close to true.
10%.
Now it's 15. See, again, you're wrong again.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting closer. Just throwing darts.
You guys were both saying that I got 1,500 in what now?
That's what Poker News said, 66.
Well, that's the wrong button.
Wrong button. And
is it worse than that? That is incorrect. So here's how this works. When you once you make the money of a tournament, they can track exactly what place you got because you got paid out for a specific finish, right? But everybody that makes day two, if I bust, which I did, you just leave, right? They don't know what place you got because you're just out. You know, it makes sense? So out of the 6,500 players that started, out of the, I think it was just under 2,000 people made it to day two. About a third of the field makes it to day two.
Mm-hmm.
The 1,000 of us that did not cash, they don't, like, ask for my name when I'm walking out with tears in my face.
It's because they're laughing too hard.
They're laughing too hard.
Yeah, they love it.
So they have no idea if I finished 1,800th place or 1,200th place. They don't care. They're just like, oh, that douche is gone.
They're just glad they got your money.
Correct.
Yeah. They don't care who you are.
So what happens is, on the website,
you don't care.
They just post all of the names that don't make it just randomly. So what number did they say that I got?
1,566.
Yeah, not even close to true. Here's what's funny.
You got worse?
Probably worse.
Yeah.
I know this was the music to play when he left.
Oh, bye, Corey.
Bye, Corey.
And then somebody went, you don't care.
So here's the thing. With a room that big, they don't track every single bust out on the big board because players get knocked out too fast. So every bust out. Every handful of minutes, they'll update it, and it'll be like, oh, we just lost another 23 players.
Oh, right? God.
So they kind of jump like that, right, in chunks. But you can kind of see the pace at how many players are busting. So I don't know the exact number that I finished, but I have a very... I could probably get it within five either way based on where we were at. Take a shot. Let me give you a little hint. There were 976 players got paid, right? Out of the 6,500. 976 got paid.
977.
About...
Yeah.
Well, that I would know. About 2,000 of us made it to day two. What place did I get? Approximately. This is my best guess.
1,269.
Yeah, that's a good... Nice. That's a good guess. Man. 1,200.
1,200 max.
I'll go with 1,100.
1,100, Zachary.
I'm sticking with 1,566.
1,566. They pay the top 976. I finished right around 1,000.
Oh. Couldn't have held on a little longer.
No, that was the funny part is I was so close where I could have just folded and guaranteed myself into the money, but I said, that's not what I'm here for, and I went for it, and I was wrong, and I was out.
That's a dumb idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could have had $900.
Yeah.
Is that number right, Core?
2,400. You get your 1,500 back.
Yeah.
So I could have folded in one or got $2,400.
I said you could have won.
Won 900.
Yeah. Right,
but in essence, it's also getting back the other 15. So yeah, it's a $2,400
swing.
I could have just folded it would have taken me, I bet, 10 to 15 minutes of folding.
And why didn't you?
Yeah, why didn't you do that?
Playing for the win.
Yeah, but like you can't win that moment. Right?
How big was the pot there? Like, why did you need to play?
Everything's about marijuana.
This part,
yeah. Why are you talking about
that part? Would bore the hell out of you. The point is,
thank you for not telling us.
Yeah, thank you.
I went with my read and I was wrong, and I was out.
It's okay.
Yeah, it was fine.
We like laughing with you.
Nope.
I played super well on day one. I played consistently bad on day two, and that pretty much sums it up.
Wow.
Rooting for you is hard.
Yeah, no.
Nobody does, though.
No. No.
What did your wife say when you told her you lost?
She thought the place that I got was hilarious.
Of course.
Because she's like, that's the most you thing ever is to miss the money by about 20 people.
And I go, you I know. Suck. Yeah. You suck.
How'd you do otherwise?
You're awful.
I didn't play.
You're awful.
That's all I did.
That's all you did.
Well, basically, yeah. It was 108 degrees most of the time I was there. So every time I went for a walk, I felt like I was on the surface of the sun.
Yeah, it's going to be there.
I walked down to the Raising Cane's. Sorry. That's not open yet.
When is that going to be open?
2029?
How ridiculous.
Long does it take to get that thing open?
You lose. You lose.
The, the scaffolding is finally gone, but I looked in there. It's not even close to ready.
Seriously, you are.
Oh, no.
Let's
Don't
go.
Say that. Oh. I thought, like, at least it was like a Roseville situation.
No.
What?
Damn.
You dummy.
Yeah, you dummy.
Still got a ways to go.
That's sad.
That's too bad. When are you going back?
3 weeks from today.
You're dumb.
That's the main event?
Yeah, you're awful.
Throw more money away.
Yeah.
But if this was the main, I would have folded for 15 minutes.
Of course.
100%. I would have said, all right, let's get a min cash in the main. Let's just go. This was, let's go for it. Let's go for it. Let's go with my read. And the read was dead wrong.
Man.
You're
gone.
Awful.
Did your coach cash?
Awful.
He did. Yeah. He finished 415th or something, I think.
Yeah.
There's 39 players left. None of them are from Minnesota.
You know how you were described on the website at WSOP?
Can't
no. Droopy-eyed armless children.
Wow, why did they? Why?
They couldn't figure out why he wouldn't fold.
Yeah, and why he was so pale.
So what was this tournament you were in?
Well, there were like 2,000 people in it, and 94% of the field
taking his anger out on you.
Paid,
don't feel
but,
bad.
He finished in 17,000th place.
Taking it out on you.
And,
understand.
Let's be honest, though. This is the first time Hockey and I have heard about how you did, because every time he started talking about it, we tuned out.
Yeah, I can't blame you. Well, everything he said was wrong. So
okay. One of us made money playing poker this week.
Man, he is so much better at poker than you are. Yeah. Did you see that? Do you know how many?
He's crushing.
He is so much better than you are.
He's very good.
It truly is unbelievable. And I don't know if you're willing to do this or not, but I would love to go watch you guys go one-on-one with sexual things and poker as well.
You feel me?
Not
feel
yet.
Me?
Not
I
yet.
Love that challenge. I accept the challenge.
Both of those?
I beat him once.
Whoa.
Hey. No, in cards.
Oh, in cards.
No. Yeah. And stuff never goes out of style.
I thought I was going to win some money.
Yes, bitch.
Oh. Wow.
Speaking of losing money, I also lost money to you over the weekend because the Tampa Bay Lightning moved on.
Yep. But you're going to win 100 back.
Yeah, probably with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, the Warriors are going to win,
you
man.
Also would have been very proud of me, Paul, because, again, over the last couple of years, outside of losing money at cards, my favorite thing to do is bet on golf.
Yeah. Yes, bitch.
It's the most fun sport to bet on. It's not even close. So I made a whole bunch of U.S. Open bets, which we're going to make as a show on Wednesday, but I made
tomorrow,
a bunch for myself.
We got a big field tomorrow.
I let my girls make their picks, as always. And they already had 2023 Masters odds.
You bet on that?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, I went with our guy. Our guy's winning the Masters
Zalatoris.
Next year. Zalatoris.
Zalatoris is a big favorite to win tomorrow.
28-1.
Not bad.
That's a guy
incredible.
That's basically been there twice and almost
incredible.
Won it twice.
He's going to be a top five pick tomorrow.
And my guess is the odds will be lower than 28-1 come next April. So I got him now at 28-1.
Rory's the favorite tomorrow for the U.S. Open.
Yeah, he's getting hot.
Would you?
God, golf betting's the best.
It's the best. It's the best. It's the best kind of betting.
It's a waste of time.
Because now with our bid is, Hockey thinks it's a waste of time. But with our bid now is, the third place sweat is great. Because you're not out of it.
True.
I mean, unless you miss the cut, but I can't wait.
I am confused.
Yeah, same, and I'm talking.
I am confused.
I can't wait.
I want to hear more about the losing.
Yeah, I do
too. So you went out there and you played this one poker game, and that's all you did. You didn't play anything outside of that one poker game?
You didn't hammer yourself?
What did you do? You didn't play it all on Saturday.
I got there Thursday night, right? So I walked over, registered for the tournament because I don't want to get in the line because the line can be massive. So I registered Thursday night, got something to eat, texted Wingem. Wingem was in Minnesota. So I'm like, well, so much for getting a drink and saying hi. You're here, I'm there, but we're in the wrong spot.
Yeah. God, you're pathetic.
Wow.
Correct.
That's mean.
Played 13 hours on Friday. Yeah. Doesn't that sound like hell?
But it was completely worth it.
That was super fun.
Your thing, though.
And Friday couldn't have gone much better. I just crushed it on Friday. Saturday, got breakfast with Blake at Peppermill. Got to go to Peppermill.
Have to, yeah.
And then I completed the initials major in between walks. That's ready to roll. So I worked, got something to eat, just garbage.
Of course.
Just ate like garbage.
You have to. And it's warm out there. You'll sweat it off.
You never gambled a single bit on Saturday.
Made all my golf bets on Saturday. Played a little bit of video roulette at Planet Hollywood just to kill some time. That didn't go my way.
Yeah?
That was fine. And that was basically it. Then Sunday lasted about 5 hours. On Sunday, before I got knocked out, then it was similar things. Found something to eat, called it a night,
okay.
Flew out first thing yesterday morning.
Wow.
You know, solo Vegas trips are
boring.
But solo Vegas trips for me, especially for the World Series of Poker, are just, it's all, quote, business. I'm just trying to get productive around here. I try to do work for the show, and then I just try to sleep and then play cards.
I am never going to financially recover from this.
I had zero drinks. I saw zero strippers. Although I did see the funniest prostitution hookup I've seen in a long time. There was a guy right on the strip. Like, I was in my Uber to go to Peppermill. So this is what? This is 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning?
That guy's
on. This dude, I was at that stoplight right in front of Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
That we all know it's where you cross to go to Cosmo.
Go.
So the light goes red. My Uber guy stops. I look over to the right. The nerdiest dude I've ever seen.
Oh.
Is clearly booking this gal for later. They're swapping numbers. And it wasn't, hey, they spent all night together. And it was so obvious, that's a prostitute. This guy's going to pay her.
Anal probing?
But they're swapping numbers or they're swapping locations. They're swapping something.
I'm yeah.
God dang it. That girl's life is just awful.
Man, I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed.
She's going to have to sleep with that dude.
Yeah.
And act like she likes it. But that kid, dear God.
Yeah. Woodhawk.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was like an 8 versus a 3 situation.
Yeah.
And she
had doubled down.
She had to act like the 3 was going to be a good time.
Oh,
it was not going to be.
Man.
That's acting.
I've been in the 3 shoes, man.
Yeah, sure. We all
feet
have.
Are tiny.
Yeah.
Step into the world of power. Loyalty. And luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I did watch. I did watch a film on the plane that I think is worth discussing. Have you guys seen the movie Hustle yet?
Oh yeah. Saucy and I both have. I talked about it at length yesterday.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to talk about when we get back?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything I'd rather do other than hear more about you losing.
Yeah, we love it.
That's the short of it. Yeah. The rest of you guys
know. Duh.
Who's on the podcast today?
I can tell you.
Droopy-eyed armless children.
Oh.
A lot of them.
All of them?
Yeah, all of
them.
Yeah. It's the droopy eyes I can't take.
Oh, that's...
It freaks me out.
Yeah, can we just do 2.5 more hours of talking about you losing at cards? And then how what I do out in Vegas is boring, but what you do is just thrilling?
It was thrilling. It's a rush.
I am shocked that you don't do anything fun at all on Saturday.
But what would I do, though?
Hammered. Get hammered on Saturday.
Getting drunk by myself doesn't sound fun.
What?
No. Hello? I've never liked doing that.
Oh, it's the best.
Man, there's nothing better because you can cuss everybody out.
Yeah, yeah.
You figure things out.
FaceTime people at 8 in the morning? Yeah.
Go
to the dispensary. Get high.
You wake up and there's just dish towels everywhere in your room. And
oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you're just super dehydrated and you never went outside.
You're like, why did I call Max 9 times?
Right.
And Max is like,
good question.
So, schedule today is Bonus is running later. What's the deal?
I don't know where he is. He said he was coming in.
So, John Bonus, though, Rosie's back, right?
As far as we know,
the whole normal Tuesday schedule.
I would bet Bonus rode his motorcycle and then walked over to get caught.
I bet you're probably right.
Yeah.
He's probably bent over laughing at your poker right now.
All right, so when we come back, we'll talk about Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Steph Curry had 3 points. The Warriors won by 39.
It's wrong.
What?
All those numbers are wrong. Yeah.
Okay. Front Page Sports after this on The Fan.
On The Fan.
Hey.
Great song.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome, Daddy.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. As Corey was saying before the break, the regular cast of characters in today, including the lovely and talented John Bonas, who just told me even more about his eye surgery that I'll never, ever be able to forget.
John, stop telling everybody.
Wow, man.
We saw John at the Twins game, me and my gal, and he literally walked right by us. And I go, John! And he goes, oh, I wouldn't have seen you had you not said anything.
You were on my left.
Yeah, yeah, you, right. You were just in a bubble.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, Corey. You got to let him tell you about it sometime. And then we'll show you the video.
He's gross. In no hurry.
No, yeah. No rush to see
that. I watched what little color he has in his face drain last Sunday.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, you go to Vegas and come back more pale. It's impossible. I'm
trying to think. I bet I spent about an hour outdoors in the 4 days combined. Welcome and it was back, almost all in one walk. Okay. But it was just, it was freaking like 109.
All down to Canes that is closed.
It was closed, yep.
That's what it's going to be today, by the way, in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
Then it's going to be hot. I did text these guys when I was on the walking bridge walking from... What, MGM to New York, New York, and there was Excalibur.
There was.
I basically texted these guys and said, how much will you guys pay me if I go in there?
And lick a video poker machine.
Well, they didn't. They didn't make me an offer, and then I didn't go in because I'm not going in there for free.
No, I can't believe you didn't go in. For free? And I sent you a picture of my player's card.
Zachary, your hands up.
Let's just say it's 110 degrees out. Every other casino on the strip like closes down. The only place with air conditioning is the Excalibur.
That's not even possible. They don't have any.
Yeah.
But if they did, they would you go in there?
Giant ice cubes and blow fans on them.
They do what?
You're a fan? Have a seat, sir.
Yeah, and here comes Zach.
Yep. So you're saying there's a drought, I'm overheating, there's no air conditioning. So like you're saying I'm in the plot of Rango.
Yes.
And would I go into Excalibur?
For any relief.
No, I'd rather just die.
Yeah.
John, how are you?
I'm good.
His eye's back in his head.
Eye's back in my head.
That helps. Yeah,
that's, I don't even want to look
like
at
you're
it.
Back to 100% with the old eyeball there? And, no. Not even close.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
See, no, that's
it's
a
gonna
bad
be, it's going to be a while.
Okay.
How's the bubble going?
Bubble's almost gone.
That's good.
Very, very tiny. They say within a matter of days it'll be gone. Then I can take off the medical bracelet I've got to wear around, and I can fly again and drive through mountains.
Man. Hopefully there's a tunnel.
Yeah, for real.
I'm sorry, Bonas.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Well.
That was the good news. The good news is we're going to get there. So, just, the limited vision for a few days. That's a few weeks. That's all.
Man, they blew air into your eyeball.
Mm.
They pump air into your eyeball.
Well, my
God, a lot of pumping and blowing.
No. It really is. And then they put a belt behind his eyeball and yanked both of his eyelids so far over his face. You can't believe it.
Why are you watching it?
And John, you know, we've talked about this on the show for a long time. If you're going to put a belt around something, just make sure you have a spotter.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we had plenty of spotters in my room.
Great.
Ooh. Wow, that's great. What are you into? You're kinky.
And I was talking to them all. It was fun.
Yeah, it's weird. They never put them out.
That's so weird.
I still can't believe it.
Yeah, the additional detail I got is that they have to actually put something behind my eyeball. Oh, they have to put like a belt behind my eyeball.
Talk less.
Oh, yuck.
So that they don't go through the eyeball for. They don't put the little holes in through the eyeball. They can't do it that way. They've got to actually just peel away the skin.
Yeah.
All around the eye.
Wow.
And then put a...
Just leave it.
Put a belt. Just left they call it a belt. At the back of the eyeball.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
For some support.
I'm just going to go with the patch.
That's pretty wild, man.
Can you, like, shut up?
Pretty wild.
Ugh. Ugh. God. All right.
How did they deal with your constant erection?
Why were you so...
That's what the sedation's for.
Oh. Put a belt around it.
Yeah.
You're like Bill Murray in A Little Shop of Horrors. Oh. Love it. Keep peeling my eyeball back.
That's right.
All right, let's do some sportsy sports.
Sure.
Time now for Front Page Sports, presented by Holiday Station
Stores. Yeah, thank you, Holiday.
Yeah, Purple Thunder exclusively at Holiday Station Stores.
It's so good. You can get 3 for $5 now.
Purple Thunder. Mountain Dew.
You can get 3 for $5.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Purple Thunder.
That's a hell of a deal.
Exclusively at Holiday.
Is that like just a soft drink or is it a slushy?
Oh, it's soft.
Are you insane?
Yeah, I mean, I love slushies.
That's a fair question.
But they give me a brain freeze.
No, it's just bottle Mountain Dew.
The bottle Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Warriors won 104-94 over the Celtics to take a 3-2 series lead. Who would have guessed the star of the game was going to be Andrew Wiggins, who absolutely dominated the fourth quarter.
It's over.
He had 26 points. Steph Curry, 16, 0 of 9 from 3 after he just dominated game 4. He did nothing in game 5.
He's tired.
Curry had made a three-pointer in 233 straight games. That was an NBA record. That goes all the way back to November 8th of 2018. That streak is over. It was also the first time in his career he has not hit a three in a playoff game.
Wow.
Game 6 in Boston Thursday, 8 o'clock. Boston's a four-point favorite. How about Curry crapping the bed and the Warriors winning anyway?
Yeah.
Right? He carried them through the first four games. He was awful last night, and Wiggins was the hero.
Is that an accurate description there, Maxo?
Yeah, he was not playing very good. The Warriors, just in general, it was kind of remarkable that they ended up winning that game because they were awful from three. I mean, they could not buy a bucket to save their life for a long time in that game. Just, and like I said yesterday, they needed other people aside from Steph Curry to step up. I didn't think that meant everybody but Steph Curry was going to step up, but it was incredible to see. And again, the Celtics, they have a turnover problem. They can't win when they have like over 14 turnovers. I think they've only won one game this season when they have over 14 turnovers. And Jason Tatum set the record. Oh, it's only going to game 6 already, and he already has the most turnovers by a single player in postseason history.
And he faded in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. The Celtics, I mean, they kind of just got punched in the mouth right away. They fought back a little bit in the second quarter, and then they really had a surge in the third quarter, which is a reverse of how the rest of the series has been. But then the Warriors came right back, and the Celtics kind of just reverted to how they were in the first half, and the Warriors punched them in the mouth again. The Celtics just couldn't recover. Hmm. And, I mean, Andrew Wiggins, how about that? What a feel-good story. It was cool to see him actually not just scoring, but being aggressive, you know, taking that initiative. Watching Andrew Wiggins during the NBA Finals is kind of like watching Sauce during NFL Draft Week. It's like, wow, you can try sometimes.
Thank you,
man. Wow.
It's incredible.
Wow. Interesting.
Thank you.
Wow. I don't know if I love that analogy.
I wasn't listening. What did you say?
I didn't think we liked Andrew Wiggins.
Well, we had to trade him. That was the thing. His time here had kind of run its course, but I don't know, man. A lot of people are pissed now because now the hot rumor is that the guy they traded for in D'Lo that they got in the Andrew Wiggins trade, they're going to move him.
Yeah, no, they're going to have to. I'm going to make a goodbye video now.
But for your to your point, Chris, I don't think we ever disliked Andrew Wiggins.
No,
we
right?
He was a frustrating player
right.
because of effort at times, but he's not an unlikable guy. I think it's the opposite, right?
Yeah,
I think everybody
likeable,
really liked Andrew Wiggins. They just got frustrated watching him once in a while.
And seeing him perform at this level is what Wolves fans just wanted to see out of him while he was here.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, it didn't happen while he was here, but it's awesome to see for Golden State.
And the only time we would see him perform like this is when they would play the Cavs.
Exactly.
He always got up for the Cavs games because they traded him. And and everybody would say, why can't he be like this every game?
He'd only get up for the big games.
Yeah.
And yeah, he would play down to the opponents that were lesser. But so yeah, I mean, I guess this kind of stays the course of how he has been because this is the biggest stage he can be on, and he's performing the best he ever has in his career.
He's the number one overall pick.
Sure was. The Twins won 3-2 over the Mariners. Well, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah,
kind of
was part of a trade, but sure.
But yeah, the hot rumor is that they made, if they were going to take, if the Cavs were picking number one for them, it would have been a different guy. But they took him because they knew he would have been moved here.
Okay.
Twins 3-2 over the Mariners. Buxton hit home run number 18.
Yeah.
A two-run home run in the first. The Twins had 7 pitchers combined to give up just 6 hits. They win the game and go to 36-27. Seattle's almost the opposite of 27-34. 9-10 tonight. John Bonas, a late game again, of course, in Seattle. Joe Ryan versus something called Logan Gilbert.
Yeah, we're getting Joe Ryan back in the rotation today, and we're getting Sonny Gray back in the rotation around. That's good, because like you said, they went through 7 relievers yesterday. I'm not sure how many of those guys will be available tonight, so they could use the one thing that has been, listen, as well as they've been doing, and they've been doing pretty well versus some pretty tough competition over the last couple weeks, the one thing they haven't been getting is long starts. And as a result of that, you end up exposing the back end of your bullpen a fair amount in those middle innings, and hopefully the return of Joe Ryan and Sonny Gray can give them some 6-7 innings outings and save the bullpen a little bit, which frankly is a little gas.
Two more lawsuits filed against Deshaun Watson are expected, so that brings the total to...
Carry the one, divided by eight.
26. It'll be 26 when these two gals join the lawsuit. 26. 26.
And training camp is like 6 weeks away. Hmm. What are they doing?
I don't know.
They are making the bed they slept in.
They're going to
sleeping in the bed they made.
That's they should lose those three first rounders. They should they should never get those back. Of course, they should have to just completely eat this $250 million.
Yeah, what was the? I think Pro Football Weekly or tweeted yesterday that the next step is probably paid leave until the league steps in and puts him on unpaid leave.
Hey, great. The U.S. Open is this week in Massachusetts. The 122nd U.S. Open. We'll bet on it on Wednesday. It starts on Thursday.
Yeah. Rory McIlroy is your favorite, followed by Scheffler, JT, and Rahm. It's going to be great. It's the toughest course these guys will play all year. It's the toughest conditions. They make it extremely hard on purpose. The winning score will probably be like -4 or -5. I can't wait. The country club where it's being played, and that's the name of it, is incredible. It's supposed to be good weather all week. Lows in the 70s, so we should see some, excellent golf.
What's the dew point?
4. 3 for 5 at Holiday Station Stores.
Stanley Cup Game 1 is tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Tampa Bay at Colorado. Game 2 is Saturday. Spread out.
Yeah, it's... And it's weird because if that had gone to a game seven would have been last night, and they would have played a day later tomorrow, right, Zach? And then they're not going to play again until Saturday.
No, I believe.
Or would they have moved it?
I think they would have. They actually released a schedule. I can't remember exactly what it was. I think they would have started Saturday. Mm. They wouldn't. The only reason why they're not doing Friday is it's just a horrible night for TV. So they want the TV ratings. That's why they moved it to Saturday for game two. So,
is it a thing with the NBA final scheduling?
What I was wondering too.
They don't want it on the same
Every scheduling decision for both the NBA and NHL is all around what they think they can do for TV ratings. So,
The Miami Dolphins reportedly offered Sean Payton 5 years and $100 million to coach. Although Sean Payton tries to pull the old first time hearing about this. Yeah. So if you believe both big-time off-season rumors, they were going to swing big for Tom Brady and swing big for Sean Payton. The Dolphins wanted both. That was going to be their all-in moment, was let's get Payton and Brady both in Miami and see if we can win something.
Well, yeah, wasn't that the whole bit was supposed to be like Brady was going to be the president of basketball operations in giant air quotes and then hire Sean Payton and then unretire to be coached under Sean Payton. I believe that's what the whole bit was.
Wow. Sounds like it wouldn't have worked, but who knows?
Who knows, man?
Wait, the Miami Dolphins have a president of basketball operations?
Yeah, I guess football operations.
Good point.
Wow,
that explains a lot with that franchise.
Does he run the Heat?
John Bonus is here. Michael J. Mussman III later. Mark Rosen later. Program password invitational today.
Big day.
Ryan Donaldson and Justin Gard getting no love.
No.
Against
do we know a line?
I haven't seen it. Gamble on it?
Yeah.
Let's find a line.
Yeah, well, Power Trip has still have one. Unless he's dead.
All right, let's talk hustle briefly when we get back, because I know it sounds like you guys have already discussed it on this show.
Yeah, but just Hawk and see
it. You've seen it as well?
I saw it yesterday,
More of the Power Trip when it's right to miss on the fan.
KFAN. When the
truth is found, hey, you can win a pair of exclusive passes to witness the Program Password Invitational Championship presented by Casey's General Store live and in person at the KFAN Press Box here at Planet Utica on Friday, June 24th. For details and to register, go to KFAN.com. Make the keyword contest.
This day, 26 years ago, The Cable Guy came out, starring Jim Carrey.
Oh, so good. I love that movie.
Directed by Ben Stiller, right?
It's supposed to be Chris Farley.
Was it really?
Yeah.
And Ben Stiller has admitted that, it did not do well. Critically, it was not acclaimed. It didn't do well in the box office.
It's so good.
Cult classic.
I love it. It's one of his best films, in my opinion.
Oh,
this part's brilliant.
I love this.
When he wakes up the next morning and he paid for that girl to sleep with Matthew Broderick's character, and he's like, yeah, next time you pay. And he like doesn't realize what's happening. It's so great. Oh, God, that movie's amazing. I'll juice you up.
I wonder if most of it was just the, like, lisp, right? The way that Jim Carrey's character talked. If he hadn't talked like that, I wonder if people would have liked it more.
I don't know, man. It's a pretty dark film.
Yeah.
Especially because that wasn't what you were expecting from him at that time.
Right. For sure. But I definitely think that was... It felt gimmicky, the weird way that he talked. I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if that just annoyed people.
The medieval scene's great. Yeah. The basketball scene where he walks in and goes, you guys play here too? And then he puts in a giant mouth guard. I love that movie, if you can't tell.
Sounds like it.
Oh, it's so good.
Speaking of films and basketball, so Chris, you saw and loved, it sounds like, Hustle?
That's right. Yep, I saw it on Sunday. I really, really loved it.
Sauce? Yeah.
I saw it yesterday. It's a wonderful movie.
Is it A plus?
It's about an A.
Oh, it's an A.
Oh, you don't give it a plus.
But I knew exactly the scene where Hawk cried. And that was a great scene. It's a great
film.
When
Wancho jumps in the pool.
You are correct.
Right.
Yeah.
You hated it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Aw, no way. No chance he hated it. It's too good.
Did I?
Yeah. No chance. No, yes. He loved it. It's a basketball film.
Hold on. Before you answer, name two things he loves, and you can't name his family.
I can't think of anything, but...
Don't assume anything.
But I think he liked the film
losing
because...
Losing at poker.
Ant is in it, and Ant is great, and Ant's character is sort of like Corey is. And
mean?
Yeah. And I don't know. I think he liked it. There's no chance he didn't like it. How could you not like it? You loved it.
It was fine. Yeah, it was fine. It is the most predictable film I've ever seen, but everybody was so good in it that it didn't matter.
Yeah, every sports movie is.
Right, but I'm saying the second it starts... I could have guessed 95% of the rest of the film, right? But and I don't even mean that in a bad way. But Wancho's performance is great. Ant was great. Sandler's super solid.
Yeah.
All of the ancillary NBA guys that make 2 second appearances, they do fine. It's a lot of Rocky-esque montages of just Wancho training and playing basketball.
Great point,
but it's solid. The performances are better than the actual movie. It's just a guy trying to make the NBA, right? I thought it was fine, but the performance is surprisingly good. Wancho was great.
He was great.
And of course, Ant is in the movie for what? 7 minutes total?
Yeah, probably about right.
But he's just terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just trash talking from day one. The bit about is that your girl over there? Where's her mom?
Oh, my God. When he looks up and he just nods and realizes, okay, I got him.
Yeah, correct.
You know, that I'm like, don't go there.
Yeah. It's good. And I think Hawk said yesterday
Thank you.
Said yesterday that if they make a second one, it'll be about Ant's character.
Yes, you don't know if I need a second one.
I don't think that was me. Somebody else did say that. I think they're right.
Definitely don't need a second one, but it's definitely a fine one-time watch. If you like basketball, it's great. And if you like the Wolves, if you've been a Wolves season ticket holder, watching Wancho and Ant get up on the big screen and kill it, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it was really good. What's her face from SNL was really good, even though she was only on for a little bit. That was
very,
cool to see
very
her.
Small role there.
That was cool to see her. The guy who plays the kid kept reminding me of Scott.
Scott Conn.
I don't know who the guy was, but he reminded me of
Ben Foster.
Isn't he from 8:10 to Yuma? Isn't he the bad guy in that?
3:10 to Yuma?
3:10 to Yuma.
Well,
isn't he the bad
guy? It's a different train.
Oh, sorry. You've been in a few trains.
Yeah, Money Train with Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson.
Great movie. Yeah, it's fine.
I thought it was really good, man. I enjoyed it, and I don't like basketball much, so it's cool.
And Queen Latifah was incredible.
She's great. She's just great. Love her, man.
Yeah, she was
great. I want to be her friend.
Yeah, she'd be friends with you.
I'd like her to smooch me if she doesn't mind. If she'd be cool with that.
My favorite.
I don't know.
How about her work in The Equalizer? Are you a big fan of that?
Oh, he loves that show.
I like that show a lot. She's great, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, she's really good on that show. Thank you for reminding me. I haven't seen it in a long time. Oh, stop. You've never seen it.
How many episodes?
You're so nice when he's gone.
Yeah, I am. You're right.
My guess.
He abuses me, though.
My favorite thing to do during the film was whenever an NBA star popped up, like Aaron Gordon or Trae Young, would be like, I wonder if Chris understands that that's an actual player or just some rando guy. That's a fill-in, you know?
Yeah, here's something that won't surprise you at all. I was like, man, this kid's great. Who the hell is it? And it was Ant. This kid's great. But like,
you know, Kenny Smith's character's named Leon Rich. And I'm going, does Chris know that this is Kenny Smith playing a guy?
I knew it was Kenny Smith, but I didn't know Kenny Smith was a former player. I thought he was just a TV guy.
Oh, no, he was legit.
Yeah.
Kenny was a really good
guy. And how about Dr. J? And I mean, that's cool that, like, you can tell that was only... We're like, we're going to write a part for Dr. J because I want him to be celebrated by this generation.
Well, and because it's in Philly, right?
Well, and how about this, John Bonas? The line again. Chris, in that experience in Minnesota, when the Vikings were in Philadelphia, changed my knowledge of Philadelphia sports fans forever.
Because
all of you guys just said it was the worst experience ever and that Philadelphia is a trash town and all the fans suck. But when Adam Sandler says something like Philadelphia fans are the worst sports fans in the world, but that's what makes them the best.
Yeah, he actually says Philadelphia sports fans are the greatest. They're actually the worst, but that's what makes them great.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's about right.
It's true.
Yeah.
God dang.
That city is obsessed with sports.
I thought they were going to kill us.
Yeah. Well, didn't they?
And they beat us, and I thought they were going
to
kill us.
They cheered when, who's the old center we used to have from Ohio State? In his
elf line,
didn't they cheer when he broke his leg and they carried him off the?
I don't remember that. But
they did that with Michael Irvin for sure.
Is that who you're talking about? Elf line?
Yeah, elf line broke his leg in the championship game or something.
Jesus,
wow, that's a terrible day.
But you go back. Not that Ray Allen was ever really ours, right? Because that was a draft night trade.
Yeah.
But apparently, if you're going to make a basketball movie, they better have a goddamn connection to the Timberwolves or don't even make it. Right. In fact, Teen Wolf is about a wolf. You have to have a wolf in a basketball movie.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Is there a wolf in Hoosiers?
Absolutely. Hackman played for the Wolves.
He did. Or coached him. Yeah. I forgot about that.
We have a lot of guys that could have been named Hackman, truth be told.
Yeah. Well, and Gene Hackman, even at his current age, would be better than half that original team, right? Oh.
And you went to those games.
I was 9. I couldn't believe we had a basketball team. It was the coolest. The Metrodome first year was sick.
Yesterday, I also watched the Bob Saget thing on Netflix.
How's that?
Incredible. It's super good. It's sad. Jim Carrey has a line in the very beginning that is fall down funny, and then he just meat sauces it and makes it all about him the whole time, which you can tell even like Chris Rock and them are annoyed by it, but it's really good. It's like it's at the Comedy Store. It's Bob Ross, John Mayer.
You mean Jeff Ross?
Jeff Ross. Bob Ross is dead.
Wow. Painting happy little trees.
It's Jeff Ross.
Man, Bob must look terrible.
He does. John Mayer. Jackson Brown shows up. It's super good.
A little picture here of Bob
Saget. He's been dead for years.
It's super good.
Bob on top of this mountain.
And sad. And
nice little sun over here.
But it's very good.
Good. I watched Beyond the Candelabra, the full movie yesterday. It's brilliant, man.
What?
It's so good.
You missed his opening bit yesterday. Was brilliant.
It's so good.
Didn't that movie come out like a decade ago?
2013. I never saw it. But I was listening to Rob Lowe's podcast, and he had Michael Douglas on, and it was a great episode. And Michael Douglas recounted the story of seeing Rob Lowe walk onto the set for the first time in his makeup for Beyond the Candelabra, and they couldn't do scenes because they were laughing so hard. So I had to look it up. And we spent the entire first segment yesterday looking at him and watching him because this is him.
Yeah, he looks. As I said yesterday, he looks like something from what was the show? I forgot already.
Like a Team World Police.
Yeah,
Team
World
America
Police.
World Police. Yeah, yeah.
Like Gary.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I got to watch it. I watched it last night, and now I know why everybody won every award. It's funny. The Rob Lowe character is basically Michael Jackson. The guy he portrayed. looks nothing like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why they decided to do that. But Matt Damon and Michael Douglas are brilliant in that film. It's so well done. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. But man, that was fun. I enjoyed it. It was really, really good. Sad at the end, obviously.
One other quick recommendation. So I watched Hustle on the way back yesterday morning. On the way out to Vegas, trying to be in a better mood, right? Like, hey, let's get excited. Yeah. We're going to go play at the World Series. I watched three comedy specials on the three-hour flight.
Come on.
I watched Supernature by Ricky Gervais.
Okay.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Very funny. Love that dude. I watched David Spade's stand-up special that was filmed here in Minneapolis, but that was on Netflix as well.
I saw about half of it.
And Zachary, I assume at this point now you've watched the Norm Macdonald special.
Yeah.
That is the one that is so... I loved Ricky Gervais. That was, again, that he hits me right between the eyes, so I'm a big fan. Spades was fine. Spades had his moments. Man, that Norm Macdonald one is unlike anything I've ever seen because it's essentially a Zoom stand-up special to no one when it's almost the end, right? That's why he filmed it, just in case it wasn't going to... It's bizarre to have a guy for an hour and change doing jokes about mortality, knowing that he's no longer with us.
That's crazy.
It is... heartbreaking, phenomenal, is insightful, and then right after it's over, David Letterman, Dave Chappelle, Spade. Molly Shannon, David Spade, Adam Sandler, and Conan sit around and just talk about Norm. That they react to the special. It's like right after the special ends, Chappelle's like almost in tears as he opens up the wow, like, because they all just start, they kind of watched it together and then they filmed the reaction. I would definitely watch the Norm Macdonald special. Maybe not to laugh, because I don't know how many times I actually laughed out loud. It's just, it's an interesting science experiment watching a guy do a stand-up special when he knows he's in big trouble health-wise.
Yeah. Forgive me if you just said this, and or even if you know it, but I'm remembering listening to Spade talk about it on the podcast he does with Carvey.
Yeah.
They walked out of the memorial service into a room behind that area, watch the film, and then film what you're talking
man.
About.
Man.
Out of the memorial service.
Out of the memorial service. Oh, yeah.
That's heavy.
That's heavy.
Wow. Yeah.
I did almost cry laugh about twice, and of course, it's always awkward when you have your headphones on in an airplane.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And you're just laughing so hard that you're on the brink of tears? Because then you're just wondering, what do people think that I'm doing over here?
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
two or three moments made me laugh very hard. The rest of it is just very, it's heartbreaking. But it's worth
my gal
an hour of your time.
She said it was incredible.
It's really good.
On one hand, I felt robbed because that would have been a hell of a special if he was able to polish it more. I mean, it was great. It just, you know, you could tell it needed to be a little bit worked on. But without the crowd, that really sucked. On the other hand, it really cemented, you know, how great of a comedian he is, because there was no crowd. It was kind of a dire situation, and yet, man, he made me laugh so many times in that special, and it didn't feel awkward after a while. It was like, it's just Norm being funny, and huh. And
so you know what I didn't know about gift. Norm, and you obviously did because you're a bigger fan. I didn't know his love of lying.
Oh yeah,
I had no idea. I guess Letterman even talked about that. I think it was Letterman or Conan. One of them said they were 30 pages into his autobiography and all of it was a lie. So
yeah.
I didn't know. I'm watching the special and he's doing jokes about his wife, like catching him masturbating. And then they get to the panel at the end. They're like, he doesn't have a wife.
No, he doesn't.
So he made up her name. He made up her reaction to it. I'm like, how am I supposed to know? The guy's dying. I thought he was talking about how sweet his wife was. Doesn't exist.
Yeah. Even though, I mean, it's all, a lot of it is BS, I should say. Based on a true story, Norm Macdonald, phenomenal book, and I highly recommend it.
Man. Worth a watch. All right. What Really Matters is next. Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
FAN Plus.
Meet Sauce Paul Lambert.
Yeah, Daddy.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Oh, so good.
This day, what year?
91.
Bam!
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Great film.
Because I love Slater. That movie. Yeah. It is a great film.
Morgan do you not Freeman. Like it? Love it. Yeah. I've seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah, it's so good.
This song may be better than the movie.
Agreed.
Who invited Mus?
I Mus.
No
I'm
one.
Sorry.
Say that to Alan Rickman's face.
Sorry.
I mean, he's no longer with us, but
oh,
still.
Rosie. Yeah, that's gross. No more.
Don't the witch in that movie? The sheriff of Nottingham's like side piece. Paul, your hands up.
Woodhawk.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Really? She's got power.
And she's got that weird eye that he's into.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
scary stuff, too, man.
You like to be scared.
I like to be scared, and maybe she'll turn me into some sort of an animal.
Man, that was peak Christian Slater,
oh,
too.
Thank you. Yeah.
But yeah, Pete Costner, we get it. Yeah. Costner this, Costner that. Eh.
There's no such thing as a Pete
Christian
Costner.
Slater.
He was out. Handsome. Is he still with us?
Ooh, Costner?
No, Christian Slater.
Of course he is.
Of course he
did
is.
Did anyone finish Mr. Whoa. Robot? No. Yeah.
I did. No.
Did you bonus?
Oh, I'm
no.
sorry.
No. No. Did you lock?
I never watched it.
Mr. Man. Robot, you
first
watched it.
Was incredible.
First season A-plus. Was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A plus.
Yeah, the first season was incredible. The yep. opening scene is A plus.
It's great.
Right. As you said, yeah, the thesis right. statement of that show in the first scene is incredible.
A lot of fun.
Then it just got weird.
For the first season, it was weird good, and after that, it just...
Weird bad.
I don't know. Right. Tailed off.
All right, let's do some What Really Matters.
You know what's weird good and weird bad? Your eyeball. My gosh. Stop oh, sending that. Yeah. Nightmares.
Yeah, that's pretty grody. Wait till he tells you about the eyelid thing.
Okay.
Go. I know.
All right, I do scores and stats, and Chris is going to change your life with something else. It's going to be more interesting than what I say.
This is when stuff gets serious.
Yep. Uh-huh. The Warriors are on the brink of another NBA title after a 104-94 win over the Boston Celtics that was in California. Thanks to Andrew Wiggins, former Timberwolf, dominated the fourth quarter. The Warriors now have a 3-2 series lead, game 6 in Boston, Thursday, 8 o'clock.
Do we have a line?
Boston -4.
Was that Dark's team?
Yeah. The Golden State Warriors.
Isn't that
yeah.
something like? Did they ever win before he passed?
No,
no, they were bad before he passed.
That's what he did. That's decade. What he gave him. Yep.
Yeah, but he loved him. He loved him.
He probably loved Run TMC.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
Tim Hardaway, Mitch Redman, and Chris Mullin.
Yeah, he loved them. Yeah,
Richmond, not Mitch Redman. Mitch Richmond. Richmond, I think
he would wear like,
Richmond
$2,000 loafers and then raggedy Golden State Warrior shorts and like a 4XL white t-shirt.
Sounds right.
Yeah. That was his bit.
What really matters, though, is this.
I'm slowly turning into him.
Pretty quickly,
actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a little closer than you think.
When Pokemon Go was first released, it increased U.S. activity levels by 144 billion steps in just 30 days.
There's no way Corey was in on this at all.
No, he was not.
Because you'd have
no.
to go outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I didn't get it. Didn't just, get it.
It's like sex.
Yep.
Oh, hard.
Just, is that still a thing? I mean, it
I don't
is
know.
Sex, yeah.
Sex? Oh,
yeah.
Some people, sure.
Oh, yeah.
For Max, it is.
Of sex? Yeah. Oh, Pokemon Go.
Oh.
Oh. Whoa. Whoa. I don't know if it is. It's a good question.
No, yeah.
Sure
I think
it is.
I think it has still has over a billion users
absolutely
right now.
Absolutely does. Yeah. It's still a big deal.
Yeah, that was the closest we've ever been to world peace in my lifetime.
Was it really?
Was when everyone was playing Pokemon Go for like 3 days.
Probably true.
When we were in Seattle, my daughter Ruby started playing it, and she's like, I'm ruining little kids' lives right now because I'm dominating.
So when you find it takes
are
it away.
A monster of a daughter.
When you find the Pokemon, does it take it away from everybody else?
No, that's the fun part. Is like if one person finds a Pokemon in this direction, then everyone can find that Pokemon in that direction. So that's why, like in places like New York or Tokyo and these big cities, you would just see one person be like, "Hey, I got a Snorlax," and there'd be like 30 people that run over there and go try to get it. It was incredible.
That's pretty cool.
I think I heard somebody in Vegas ask how much for a Snorlax.
Yeah. And then Rosie yelled from two blocks down,
$50.
Yeah. Guy clipping cards. Vegas, I can get you there.
Speaking of Vegas, to the weed smokers in the room, how much would 3 pounds of weed in Vegas cost?
3 pounds?
3 pounds.
I mean, not even Las Vegas, ballpark but, it. Well, let's, I mean, just off the top of my head, an ounce is about $300 off the top of my head. Guessing.
Why would I want it off the top of your head?
Because, I mean...
Wait,
you
wouldn't have any weed in it or hair in it.
The size of the weed, could it be the size of your head? Because that would be worth a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing, but street value of an ounce is... I don't know, you do the math, Corey. An ounce of weed is about $300. You get a break the more you buy.
So $14.4.
What he said. I don't know. What would a pound of weed cost? I'm just asking the
room. That's what I'm asking. How much is 3 pounds of weed?
Jesus, we just went in a circle.
$14,400.
$14,400.
Per sauce's estimate.
That'd probably be like... Yeah, I feel like it'd be like around $4,000.
Yeah, you'd get a good deal if you bought a pound.
All right, I have no idea if anything you guys just said is accurate, but let's just say...
Oh, my ounce math is dead.
Well, let's just say that for argument's sake. I'm going to assume you're right, even if people are yelling at their radios like Zach yesterday when I was listening to this, the poker update and every number he had was wrong. Let's say every number you guys just said is right, even if they're not. Let's say it's $5,000 to $10,000 for 3 pounds of weed, right? I think Power Trip Vegas, going to Planet 13, as a group, spent way more than that, right?
Well, I mean, there's two people that are here. One guy that's here tomorrow that spent about... $2,000.
Right. My point is, here's my point. Here's my long-winded way of getting to this. Montrezl Harrell is a person that Chris has never heard of. He's an unrestricted free agent in the NBA.
I knew that.
Montrezl Harrell had 3 pounds of weed in his car in Kentucky.
Yikes.
Where it's a felony.
Oh.
So, he's in trouble. Apparently, this is, a handful of weeks ago or something, but it's just coming out now. Between a $1,000 and $10,000 fine and theoretically 1 to 5 years in prison. Now, I doubt he'll do that, but still, aren't we past this?
I thought
you can go to Vegas and just buy as many thousands of dollars of weed as you want, but if you're in Kentucky and it's in a vacuum-sealed bag in your car... It's a felony. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Right, Paul? What are we doing?
What are we doing? The other part, and I think Zach can speak to this more than I can, but if you're not a resident of Nevada, you can only buy a certain amount. If you are a resident,
at a time,
you can buy a ton, right? Zacho, Max?
I think either way, you can only buy X amount from one place at one time.
Yeah.
You theoretically could just go around to every dispensary and buy your limit if you wanted to, but I don't think you could just go up in the dispensary and say, let me get 3 pounds of weed.
Yeah, and I think that changes if you have a marijuana, you know, what's it called?
Oh, like a license, yes. Yeah.
Then I think you can buy as much as
either way.
Yeah, probably. I mean, and then you can grow, too, as well, if you have a license.
I still just think it's preposterous that in about half the states now, if he had exactly this...
Yeah.
Give or take. Just, again, in concept that it's weed, it's no big deal.
But are we one of the states?
A felony.
That's the biggest question.
No, it's still not legal here, Michael J. Mussman III. Otherwise, but
I don't think it's a... Because the deal was in the early 90s, if you had enough drugs, you were assumed to be a dealer. And so they made super crazy penalties depending on how much you had. I don't think we've got... Do we still have those sitting on the books?
If you have X amount, then you'll get charged with intent to sell or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what really matters is this.
Great point. The average person is currently keeping 13 secrets, and 5 of those secrets they've never shared with anybody.
Why are you all looking?
13. Wow. We're all in radio. We are degenerates.
Yeah, we have way more than 13.
Terrible.
Way more.
I was going to say, we've probably revealed way more than 13. That's what I was thinking. We're looking for something to talk about for 3 hours every day.
Right. Yeah. Like, I pretty much say everything that happens to me on the radio.
I mean, one of the secrets took an entire segment on a Friday.
Right.
I think I've accumulated 13 more today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... I guess I would ask what qualifies as an actual, quote, secret, right? Because some stuff you're like, secret. All right, like nobody really knows about that, but who cares? I'm talking about true skeletons in the closet, right, where that person does not want anybody else to know. I don't think I have very many. I don't have 13.
Let me really.
Yeah, there's nothing worse though when you think, honey, did I tell you this? And then you just keep on talking, and you realize in her eyes, you didn't share that with her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great conversation.
Like the goulash is ready.
See,
that would be a pretty good example of something that a lot of people would keep as a secret.
But if that counts, then I have 3 secrets a day.
Yeah, exactly.
I love goulash.
Oh, I'd crush some goulash right now. Not that kind, but the actual thing.
Grandma's quilt.
Twins won 3-2 over the Mariners. Buxton home run number 18. The Twins are 36-27. They're at Seattle again tonight at 9:10 with Joe Ryan going for the Twins. What really matters is this.
Couples who poke innocent fun at each other tend to have happier and stronger relationships.
What if you take critical wound personal shots on a daily basis? Both ways, where you both swing for the jugular.
What if you both swing both ways? Is that
what if it only? What if it used to be only one way?
Oh yeah. No,
I guess what I'm saying is, what if all of the words are used only to hurt?
Oh. I'm gonna take a lap. Oh, Brian Adams, Wales.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
The news is next, Corb.
The news is next. Michael J. Musman III is here. John Bonus is here. Rosie will make his triumphant return to the Power Trip Morning Show in like 45 minutes, we think. We never know. Who knows? This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.